This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tough as it is for small businesses in this economy right now, and has been for the past year, and is anyway, even when things are humming right along, spare a thought, would you, for micro businesses, less than, say, 20 employees, and how they are dealing with some really macro problems? We're going to do that. Spare a thought for those micro businesses for the next month or so. Today with Monica Matthews. She owns Queen Care. That's a body care shop up in Seattle. She also runs an entrepreneurship mentoring program called Life Enrichment Group. And she has been able to save her business this past year, but just barely. Monica, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to me about your community. As you saw your business struggling these first number of months of the pandemic, I imagine it was critical for you to get out into the community and as much as you could virtually sort of look for support there.
Yes. It was very hard in the beginning months of the pandemic, and it still is. We're not out in the clear. We had to be open to change. There were lessons, hard lessons, that we had to learn fast. We didn't have the luxury of time on our side. And so with everyone being, you know, at home and working from home, we had to pivot to online. And that was a big learning curve. We weren't as tech savvy to really promote the website or to be on social media and those things. And those were things that we had to start doing. We had to figure it out and teach ourselves how to get ourselves out there virtually.
How's your stress level, though, as a woman running a micro business in an economy where the conversation is in trillions of dollars of economic relief?
My stress level is through the roof. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I learned early that I have to put myself first. I have to have proper rest. I have to do the things that help keep me grounded so that I can make good business decisions.
Yeah. Do you feel seen in all of this?
Can you clarify that question?
Yeah, I will. Do you feel seen as a Black entrepreneur running a business grounded in the Black community in this moment, in this economy, after George Floyd and Black Lives Matter, when, as I said a minute ago, the aid that's being talked about is in the trillions of dollars going to big companies where, frankly, they might not see you?
Yeah, there are times where I don't feel seen. And then there are times where I feel seen. So on a whole, I feel like since the murder of George Floyd, there has been more spotlight, if you will, on Black businesses and more interest in the Black experience. And so from that standpoint, yes, I do feel seen. As far as the aid is concerned and the financial support, I would have to say no, not all the way. Even going through like the PPP process, which I still have not received for Queen Care, I feel like that whole entire process, I was totally not seen. And, you know, I'm not going to say it was because of race. I'm going to definitely say it was because of economics, because my application just sat and sat and sat at the bank while the bank was replenished funds 3 cycles, you know. And I have to say, I think it was definitely because I was a small business that my receipts weren't big enough. But just because of that did not mean that, you know, my application should not have been processed.
So as we look toward, fingers crossed, the end of this thing, what are your prospects for Queen Care and for the Life Enrichment Group? I mean, do you expect growth and you know, bigger things?
I expect growth. This is really legacy work. This is not about me. This is about we. This is about community development and really boosting those in our community that may not have had the opportunities prior. And the fact that we are developing youth and providing internships for them, people want their young people to thrive, and they are our next generation. I want to leave something that our children's children can build upon.
Monica Matthews, she owns and runs a body care company up in Seattle, Washington called Queen Care, also a community support group called Life Enrichment Group. Monica, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.